Blog Talk Radio.
But against me, not for my trans. Therefore, deliver me from mine enemies, O my Elohim. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Yah. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Yahweh, Sabaoth, the power of Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors, Selah. They run at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth, swords in their lips. For who, they say, doth hear? But thou, O Yahweh, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision, in great confusion, in great what? Mockery, in great confusion of mind, not even knowing what's what. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for Elohim is my defense. The Elohim of my mercy shall prevent me. Elohim shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power and bring them down, O Yahweh, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be. And let them know that Elohim ruleth in Yaakov unto the ends of the earth, Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat and grudge if they be not satisfied. For I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for Elohim is my defense and the Elohim of my mercy. Psalm 59, hallelujah. Oh, yes, a psalm of David. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and forever and ever. And ever, I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the knowledge suite on this M Day. Yes, and we come your way, of course, every M Day, every W Day on Blog Talk Radio. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, what a day, what a day, what a day, what a time, what a time, what a time. Soon and very soon, the mighty Yah will lift his mighty hands to bring forth what? The release of the captivity of his people, which happen to be my people and I, from all the four ends of the earth, from all the four corners of the earth, from every nation, hallelujah, on this planet. For the Israelites are in every country that's on the face of the earth. And great will be that deliverance, because it will be like no other deliverance we've ever had, and we've had many of them. Why? Because we have had multiple captivities. But the Most High Yah has never left us, never left us in any captivity, and he's not going to leave us in this one, despite all the shootings, all the killings. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, yes, we'll be playing a few audio bites tonight. Hallelujah. Just want you to concentrate and keep your mind centered and focused on Zion, our homeland, because, brothers and sisters, it's very, very, very near. You might as well say it right now. It's going home time. Yes, the mighty Yah shall surely gather the captivity of his people. He will save us like the psalmist requested. He will save us. He will deliver us from our enemies, from the stronghold they've had upon us. Hallelujah. But it was only by his will and by his power that they were able to do this. This isn't something they concocted or just rose up and had the power on their own. No. Yah created them to do what they do. And they deserve the highest honor and the biggest ribbon, the blue ribbon or whatever damn color it is, for them being perfect, I mean perfect, in their wickedness, perfect in their oppression against us, perfect in their evil ways, their evil thoughts, and just the wickedness of their wickedness. But oh, like the psalmist said, don't let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Hallelujah. The prophets also testified to this. So my beloved brothers and sisters, all the shootings, all the murders, all the innocent killings. I mean, we can play tons and tons of audio bites. You all been watching the news. You know what's going on. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Yes, I have tons of them too, and I will not be playing all of them. Sure, I'll be pulling excerpts from some of them from time to time, because we're in that period of time now where all these things are coming to a head. That's what's wrong with the heathen. They are being stirred up because their time is over. They are simply out of time to do what? Their wickedness, their evil against the children of Israel, the children of Yah. We are Yahweh's children, heathens. As a matter of fact, on that same accord, heathens, a heathen, a white man, has a message for you all. Y'all need to listen to him. He hedges a few things, but he can't preach to us anyway. No. All of you all who are sitting on the Gentile heathen preachers and ministries, you need to come out of them, because Yah did not show any of them his word. He didn't give it to them. So to reemphasize this position that I'm taking and to back it up and prove it, hallelujah, let's go to Psalm 147. Psalm 147, verses 19 and 20. He showeth his word unto Yaakov, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yahweh. Yahweh don't deal with any other nation but the nation of Israel, his chosen people. That's what we are chosen for. And we are going to do what he made us to do in the first place. Y'all, we're going to fulfill that now. That's going to happen. Oh, yes. Even though he is going to draw out a remnant, still, it will be the remnant of Israel that will do his will upon this planet, because Yah's will shall be done. I am Yerima Yahu Ben Israel. We will return momentarily. White folks, this black man has a message for y'all. And then he called himself in his own little way of apologizing to us. But hey, guess what? Don't worry about all that, because y'all will still be doomed anyway. I don't care what you do, what you say. You're not getting out of this, okay? You've done too much wickedness. You continue to do it. And all you're doing is adding to Yah's anger. The oppression shall come to an end. It shall end, and it shall end very soon. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hey, friends, and, well, let me be honest. Probably before this video is over, some of you will consider me as an enemy. But I wanted to share a couple minutes about my thoughts, not only on the tragedies that we have been experiencing over these past months, and especially these last couple of days with the shootings of our black men. But what I'm coming to learn over my 23-year journey of being a white man, living and ministering amongst my black family here in several inner cities of Chicago. And I'm going to speak very black and white, because, let's be honest, it's a black and white issue. I want to take you to the book of Exodus, chapter 1, and I wanted to share a little bit of what took place prior to the rise of Moses. When I read that, it talked about that the Pharaoh became concerned and very fearful that the Hebrew slaves were growing in number and in power. So in order to maintain their oppression, he put upon them great labor. He put upon the Hebrew slaves cruelty to keep them down. However, they still grew. And so he brought together some midwives, and he instructed them that when a Hebrew boy was born, kill him. Well, these midwives did not follow, and the Hebrew slaves continued to grow. Eventually, the Pharaoh became so hatred and towards those Hebrew slaves that he made a decree. He put out an order that male baby boys, Hebrew slaves, were to be killed by casting them into the Nile River. Let's look at America. We brought blacks into this country as slaves. We never intended them to be anything other than a slave. But they began to grow in number and in power, and eventually they fought their way to some freedom. So we became even more cruel. And to keep our black Americans down, we lynched. But yet they rose. So then we used the welfare system, the criminal justice system, to keep them down, to contain them, to destroy them. But yet they rose and they're rising. Then we built prisons and jails to hold them. Yet they rose. And so now we are doing exactly what the Pharaoh did at the end, sending out a decree. So until we admit that when we wrote this Constitution that all men are created equal, that we never intended to include our black brothers and sisters, our nation may end up facing exactly what the Egyptians faced when they refused to let God's people go. So I'm going to say this to my white fellow Americans, that the bloodshed that is on its way is not on the hands of our fellow black Americans, but is on our hands. We are the ones that are refusing to let God's people go. We are the ones that are refusing to acknowledge that we do not value our black brothers and sisters as equal individuals or equal Americans as us white men. And to my black brothers and sisters, the racial issues, as I've said, have been there from the very foundation. But why do we see it more? Because there's a shifting. See, us white men have been at the head and the foundation. But we've had a black president. And you know, we've done everything in our power to keep him from really changing things. Now we have another minority rising to the top, a white female. What does that say? Those of us who are white men who have been at the head are now starting to see and fear that we are going to become the tail. And we know what we've done to you. And so now we're fearful that you're going to do to us what we have done to you. But I will say this. I've lived in a black community for 23 years. I've never been treated the way that this country has treated my black Americans. So I call out my white Americans to say we better heed, repent, acknowledge, and change. Because if we don't, I just want to again say this. The bloodshed that we will experience is on our hands, not the hands of our fellow black Americans. I welcome your comments. I welcome your feedback. Hit me up on Facebook or go to my webpage at www.studio2911.org. Again, that's studio2911.org. I don't necessarily know the answer, except for us white Americans need to repent, acknowledge the lies that we have taught, acknowledge our value system of equality. It is not here, and it does not include our black brothers and sisters. And we need to change, and we need to change now. Thanks for your time. Bless you.
Well, I dare not call you my brother because you are not that, okay? We're not brothers. And we were not made to be equal to you. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, Yah told us, that is, my people and I, the children of Israel, that we were created to be above all the people on the face of the earth, not equal to them. So then, I'm saying this, the damage has been done. You can repent, sure, you can stop and cut it out, but that's not going to stop the vengeance that's going to come against you. Oh, America, oh, land of the child, modern-day Chaldeans, oh, land of graven images, Jeremiah chapter 51, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me a destroying wind. And I will send unto Babylon fanners, which are foreigners, that shall fan her and shall empty her land, for in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. Against him that bendeth, let the arrow archer bend his bow, and against him that lifted up himself in the brigandine, and spare ye not her young men, destroy ye utterly all her hosts. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. So Israel, that's my people and I. You can think you have my people. Listen to what he's telling us. So Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Yehuda of his Elohim. Yahweh Sabaoth, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Deliver every man his soul. Come out of the midst of this place. Come out of her ways, my beloved brothers and sisters. Be not cut off in her iniquity. For this is the time of Yahweh's vengeance. He will render her a recompense. Babylon has been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm. That means a soothing ointment for her pain. If so, she may be healed. We wouldn't have healed Babylon. We tried to fix America. See, our ancestors of old, which is this is referring to the Babylon of old, and also and this modern-day Babylon. This is a twofold prophecy, see? We wouldn't have healed Babylon. We tried to fix America. We tried to tell America, change, change, change. Turn from your wickedness. Turn from your evil against Yahweh's chosen people. Do right, not do wrong. But look at this. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go, everyone, into his own country. For her judgment reaches unto heaven and is lifted up even to the skies. Look at this. Look at this. Now, skip on over. Hallelujah. Over to verse 45. Read this whole chapter because this is referring to our salvations. First of our salvation, first of the destruction of this place that has held us and held us strong and held us hard and refused to let us go, okay? But it also does what? It foretells our wonderful, marvelous future of deliverance. Verse 45, my people, Go ye out of the midst of her and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of Yahweh. He is very angry with this place. You think the recent police shootings, the killings, the lynchings, the murderings, the tarring, the feathering, the nigga this, the nigga that. Everything. He's angry. He got the total memory of all the wickedness that has gone down here against his people. Unless, verse 46, unless your heart faint and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard, hallelujah, in the land a rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and the violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47, therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the grave and the images of Babylon. And boy, does this one have a lot of them. Wee. Look, it's got one great big one standing over there in New York Harbor that they call the Statue of Liberty. That's Libertaria. That is a Roman Greek goddess, sun goddess. That's why it's got that crown over here with the sunbeams around it, standing with a torch held up to the sky, trying to mock the Most High. Yeah, that's going to be blown to pieces. Yeah, just like they showed in the what, Planet Apes. That big graven image is going to be torn down. That is a big pagan sun deity's image. Hallelujah. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the grave and the images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then heaven and earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoilers shall come unto her from the north, saith Yahweh. Look, you even letting you know what direction they're coming from, America. You can't do nothing about it. You cannot stop it. Because what? The battle is mustered by the great and mighty Yah. The mighty Yah, who Moses said in Exodus chapter 15, verse 3, is a mighty, mighty, not just a man, but a mighty, mighty man of war. When someone is mighty, that means they have all the power. All the power, all the honor, all the glory. Yah is the best military general in existence. He's more than a 4-star general, because the sky is full of stars, and you can't even number the stars of the sky, so you can't even number the stars that he have in his military might. So don't even try to go there with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the heavens, verse 48, then the heavens and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon. They're going to be glad America has gone. Look at this. For the spoilers shall come unto her from the north, saith Yahweh. Verse 49, as Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, Sleekah, you kill the Israelites, as you have called the dead of Israel to fall, to kill and slay Yahweh's people. So at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Why? Because every mixture of people on the planet is here in this place. And they were that way in the Babylon of old. Yes. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember Yahweh afar off, and let Yerushalayim come into your mind. Keep your mind centered, focused on your home, my beloved brothers and sisters, on Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, this is where we belong. This is where we come from. This is where we're going back to. And it's going to be the real one, not the fake, quote, Jerusalem that these heathen Jews have created. That's not the original Yerushalayim, okay? What they call Yerushalayim or Jerusalem, put a J there, no J in Hebrews, of course, is not even the location of the original city. Look at that. These are liars. These are imposters. These are slave traders. These are what? These are the epitome and the symbolism of every damn thing wicked on the earth. Here in Babylon, we were called, my people and I, when we grew up through the what? To the political, to the school system. Remember back in the days, my beloved brothers and sisters, when we had to pledge the allegiance to a rag that they called a flag? Look at that. Pledge the allegiance. What does it mean to pledge? Promise. Promise loyalty. to uphold allegiance's loyalty, pledged a promised loyalty to a piece of rag that has what? Stripes and colors all in it. Yeah. The red stripes, that's our blood that we shed. The white for continued white supremacy. The blue for cold blue. That's why your policemen have blue on, see? They really feel like they can reach the blue sky in the multitude of their wickedness. Yeah, cold blue. You got cold red in there too, which is blood. And they even got cold white in the damn thing for them. The white that shed our blood. But no, they cause us to pledge the allegiance to a rag that they call a flag. Promise a piece of rag that we were going to be faithful and loyal to it. To hell with that. Yes, you heard it right here in the Knowledge Suite. You heard Brother Yahu Ben Israel say it. You already got me marked and targeted as being some type of terrorist anyway. So what the hell do I have to lose? Now, if the word of Yah terrorized you, then I am a terrorist, because this is what I'm teaching and this is what I'm preaching. I'm coming from the words of the Most High Yah. Now, call my Heavenly Father a terrorist. You ain't seen no terrorism. Oh, yeah, because this same book tells you and me and us that what? Terrors shall take hold of the wicked. Yeah, y'all gonna see terrorism now. You're not gonna be able to put it off. It's coming to you because you built this place upon the foundations of terror and terrorism. So what the hell do you expect to reap?
Hey, friends, and, well...
I mean, we got pulled over for a busted taillight in the back. And the police just, he's covered. He ain't killed my boyfriend. He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket, and he let the officer know that he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet, and the officer just shot him in his arm. We're waiting for him back. I will, sir. No worries. I will. He just shot his arm off. We got pulled over on Larpiner.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand out.
You told him to get his ID, sir, his driver's license. Oh, my God, please don't tell me he's dead. Please don't tell me my boyfriend just went like that.
Keep your hands where they are.
Yes, I will, sir. I'll keep my hands where they are. Please don't tell me this, Lord. Please, Jesus, don't tell me that he's gone. Please don't tell me that he's gone. Please, officer, don't tell me that you just did this to him. You shot 4 bullets into him, sir. He was just getting his license and registration, sir.
There's a female passenger out. And I'm just a car right now with your hands up. With your hands, exit now. Keep them up.
Where's my daughter? You got my daughter?
Get away from me and walk faster. Walk faster. Keep walking. Get on your knees. Get on your knees. And they're just being detained right now until we get this all sorted out, okay?
They threw my phone, Facebook. Please don't tell me, Lord Jesus, please don't tell me.
You're sadly mistaken if you think things like what you just heard are not going to be judged. How do you come up to the car and just empty your gun into a brother who was simply abiding by your request? And this was a slant-eyed heathen. Let me tell y'all slant-eyed heathen something, too. Y'all ass is going to get it, too, because you in bed with the heathens that oppress us. You all over in the motherland, over there raping and stripping it, thinking you going to run the whole... No, you're not. Your slant-eyed ass is coming down, too. Y'all wicked and evil, too. And some of y'all brothers going around here teaching them that they are a tribe of Israel. No, hell, they're not. Those are not no Israelites. Those are slant-eyed heathens, known as so-called Asians, as Chinese, Japanese, Koreans. They're heathens. This was a heathen, a slant-eyed heathen that killed his brother. So to hell with that. All the heathens are going to see the judgment of the mighty Yah. So y'all might as well get ready. You will not escape. There will be no escape. You don't have no escape plan because there's no escape plan. How can there be an escape plan when there's no escape? If you call yourself having a plan, let me tell you something. Your plan has been foiled. The mighty Yah will surely save this people. And despite the shooting that went on, all the shootings that went on this weekend, oh, yeah, we're going to be listening in on some future programs of this interview that Don Lemon had with this sheriff, who didn't say anything about the brothers that's being killed and murdered. All you hear on the news about the police had a shot. Well, the police started it. They started it. But guess who's going to end it all? The mighty Yah. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm proclaiming. Satan, it's over with. Hallelujah.